This episode of See Tally Run is brought to you by State of Run, FitSoc, and MTech Results.
Hi, I'm Olympian Carrie Tellefson, and today I'm making Kara Goucher's Peanut Butter Chocolate Bliss Truffles. So let's get after it. You will need 20 dates, soaked in warm water for 5 minutes and pitted. Save the soaking liquid for later. 1/3 cup of no sugar added creamy peanut butter. 1/3 cup of dried unsweetened coconut chips. 1/3 cup of cocoa powder. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. A pinch of sea salt. 1/4 cup of cocoa nibs, or we use mini chocolate chips. And 1/3 cup of slivered almonds. Start by toasting the nuts for a few minutes over medium to low heat. Chop them a bit on a cutting board. Put the dates into your food processor and pulse until they are a sticky paste. Add the peanut butter and continue to blend. Add the coconut chips, cocoa powder, cinnamon, vanilla, and sea salt. Pulse together. If your date mixture is too runny, add some coconut, or if it's too thick like mine is, add some of that date water back into it. When your mixture is ready, you're going to just take a little bit and roll it into a small ball, and then either roll that ball in your almonds, in your cocoa nibs or chocolate chips, or I'm going to have a little bit of fun and use some sprinkles for my kids, Everett and Ruby. And then you just keep repeating. Look how pretty. Now put in your fridge to chill for 1 to 2 hours. Maybe go for a run. Ooh, these look good. Kara says you can store these in your refrigerator for up to 2 weeks if you have leftovers, but I won't get through the day. Thanks for joining me for Kara's Truffles. Get after it. Oh yeah, Kara. You know how to run fast and you know how to eat well. Hey you, thanks for watching See Tally Run. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on all social media. And we promise to deliver great videos on how to get after it.